Now, we have a call from Washington we're hoping for, and we'll put our congressman on the line, and that is Congressman Elliot Engel. Congressman, how are you today?
Well, I'm waiting like the rest of the country. We're hoping that the Senate negotiations come to fruition and that we can have a bill in the House, if not by tonight, by tomorrow.
Well, that's good, because some of the concerns is, you may know, we cover the military quite closely on this particular show on WVOX,
yes.
And there's a lot of concern sort of in the military press about furloughs that would affect civilian employees, and also the defense contractors would, a lot of the products might get put on hold. What can you tell us, what is the concerns about the impact on the military of this budget battle that's been going on?
Well, let me first say that this whole sequester idea, this whole idea of sequestration was a bad idea, was a stupid idea, and I voted against the original bill, which kicked this in, and I said at the time that Congress needs to get together, Senate and the House need to get together and figure out what we're going to cut and not relegate it to a committee to do the things for us. We are 535 members, and we need to make the decisions and not punt to a committee of 10 or 12. They did this because they felt that if you brought in such severe cuts in sequestration, that there's no way that Congress would allow it to happen. Therefore, it would literally force Congress to sit down and come up with alternatives. I really thought that was a stupid way of doing it and said so at the time. And unfortunately, what I've said has come to pass. Now, we're hoping that because these sequesters are so onerous, that we'll be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat. The Senate will come up with its bill, because we're just waiting for them to do it, send it over here to the House, and then we can hopefully pass it. But it would really mean serious cuts to the military, because what happens is 50% of the cuts have to be military cuts. And if you look at it, it's military cuts have to match all other cuts. So you take all these domestic programs and you add them all together, and then you say that's 50% of what needs to be cut, and the military matches that, the other 50%. It's devastating. It's ridiculous. We don't really know, but we're hearing terms like 800,000 layoff notices from the Defense Department. We're hearing $500 billion cuts in defense spending over the next decade. Things like that. And so that's the military has there's planning to cut the military anyway without any of this at nearly $500 billion. Over the next 10 years. So this would essentially double that.
And so this is all in addition to the cuts that the Defense Department would be faced with making. Now, some have said that this could be reversed after the first of the year. Is that true, or is it really the deadline today really is a difference maker?
No, it can be reversed. What's happened, first of all, that the press misses, is that the 112th Congress, which we're currently in, doesn't end at midnight tonight. It actually ends on the morning of January 3rd. The new Congress is sworn in at noon on January 3rd. So we could be voting on this tomorrow, the day after, and the morning after that. So there is still some breathing room, which is why I continue to believe that there will be a deal made at the last minute. And we're hoping that obviously it'll be today, or tomorrow, or perhaps send it over to the House tomorrow, and then we'd have a chance to debate it and amend it. I mean, I hope there wouldn't be any amendments or too many amendments. And we keep hearing rumors about what's really, going on. I mean, the reason why the Senate is doing this is because, you may remember that last week, a little more than a week ago, the Speaker, John Boehner, brought before the Republican caucus a proposal to raise the $250,000 of threshold in terms of when tax breaks would disappear up to $1 million, for thinking that he'd get the backing of his caucus and would have a strengthened hand, and the caucus turned him down flat.
Congressman, we have just about, I think maybe about 45 seconds left. We appreciate your calling in, Congressman Elliot Engel, calling from Washington. What are your thoughts on the civilian side of the bill that you're optimistic that might get passed tonight?
Well, I think that if the sequestration is put off, then these onerous cuts wouldn't happen. But let me just say that the cuts, if they did happen, could be phased in more gradually than originally thought. And that the furloughs wouldn't come at the start of the year. But I tend to continue to be optimistic. Again, we have an extra couple of days of breathing room, and I hope this wouldn't happen. No one wants to see these military cuts. It would be horrendous.
Congressman Elliot Engel, thank you so much for giving us a couple of minutes and the update. Our best wishes. We appreciated you coming out to Memorial Day in Pelham this year and all that you do representing us down in Washington. Happy New Year to you, and our best wishes on getting a bill done tonight.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well, and all the listeners, too.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460, and we thank today's guest, Congressman Elliot Engel from New York. And remember to look up archive shows, look at www.legionpost50ny.com. And until next week, remember to thank a veteran.
More powerful than ever in the new year.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle.